Good morning from PCA 2024, day three coverage, the final day of this amazing trade show. Very pleasant here for the Cigar Coop Coalition, standing here with none other than Juan Martinez of Joya de Nicaragua. Juan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to see you in person, man, and not only live.
The pleasure is mine. This is a little deja vu. We tried to do this yesterday.
Yes, we tried to do this yesterday.
But morning is always better anyway. So that thank you so much for meeting with us. This has been an exciting year for Joya de Nicaragua. There's we talked about in the last trade show in July, and so we've only had a few months to experience the incredible cigar that I'm smoking right now, which is the Cinco de Cinco, celebrating 55 years.
Yes.
Of history. Tell us a little bit about this cigar, just as a quick reminder.
So Cinco de Cinco is part of our Obras Maestras family, which is our, we call them milestone celebration cigars. There you have Número Uno, Cinco Décadas, Cuatro Cinco, each one celebrating a particular milestone, either of our company, of the industry, of specific celebration, right? So this is the last iteration of that. Cinco de Cinco is it's a cool blend because it was actually inspired by friends. Over the years, we've had thousands of blending sessions at the factory where people like you guys in the media, retailers, consumers have come and have created their own blends. If you remember Cigar Safaris and all the tours that we've done, over the last 15 years, we did about 2,500 of these sessions. So what we did this year, instead of building a blend that we liked, you know, expecting the consumers to like it too, we decided to go the other way around. Let's figure out what people like and what people enjoy. So we went back to all of our records, all of those blending sessions, and we got inspired by the blends that were more attractive for people. And this ended up being the blend which people most gravitated to. Obviously, we did a tweaks, improvements with our master guys at the factory, but ultimately this cigar is inspired and is made by all of the people that have come to our factory over the years. So it's called Inspired by Amigos and Mastered by the blenders at the factory.
Beautiful, I love it.
It's emerald green, the color, because, you know, Joya means jewel in Spanish.
Right.
And the emerald is actually the gem of the 55 years. So when you get 55 years with your wife, you're gonna have to give her an emerald. So that's the color that we use to celebrate the 55 years, emerald green.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned jewel, you know, Joya being jewel, jewel of Nicaragua. There are a couple of things that we were talking about yesterday that are kind of going back to your roots. You know, you've spent the last few years retelling the story of Joya de Nicaragua, how it, you know, it being the oldest factory in Nicaragua, it being basically, you know, 100% Nicaraguan. A lot of people have come to your beautiful country,
yes,
and started and built beautiful stories, but your story started there. Starting with this new year, you guys are really pushing towards making a more focal point on the cigars themselves and letting them speak themselves, but also, like this is an example, giving back to the people that have given so much to you, which are the cigar smokers, including the one that you're holding right now.
Yes.
So this is your personal favorite, but it also happens to be a personal favorite of many of your fans, which is the Cabinetta. Tell us a little bit about this.
So Joya Cabinetta, the blend is quite special because it's a two-wrapper cigar, and in itself, it's a special experience. It's a mild to medium cigar, very flavorful. It's very silky, very smooth. It's like smoking a cappuccino, you know, the typical silkiness to the palate, very creamy. It was inspired for people to have the double experience in one cigar. You know, the experience of smoking the Connecticut shade and getting the smoke in your palate, and then the touch to your lips and to your palate of the Criollo. So you're actually having two cigars in one. And finally, once you continue smoking, you'll eventually get to the Criollo wrapper and it will transition to another cigar. So this is a cool blend by itself. And we used to have this size, which is a Lancero 7x38. We discontinued it a while ago, but suddenly it became the most requested cigar. Every time I go to an event, everybody's asking for the Cabinetta Lancero. So this year, we decided to make 1,000 boxes especially for you guys, bringing it back as a popular demand for popular request. And it's going to be available in May at your favorite retailer.
Beautiful.
1,000 boxes, and we were surprised because the boxes, we announced it last week before the show, and the 1,000 boxes sold out in about 6 hours. So that was a record for us.
Oh my gosh.
So people are looking forward to this.
That's like a Metallica concert. That's nuts.
Yeah.
You, there's a couple of things that you changed. You mentioned, Hoya being the jewel of Nicaragua, but something else I noticed on your lapel is that diamond logo.
Yes.
And of course, for those who may not know, Esteli, which is where Hoya de Nicaragua's factory is the diamond of the Segovias, or
yes,
Diamante right. de Segovias. Did yes. I say that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
All right. So, so what's special about this diamond, and why? You know, everyone knows Hoya de Nicaragua for their tri-leave logo,
yeah.
But I noticed that diamond lapel. What, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the diamond itself is an element that we play with as an association with the brand. Again, Hoya means jewel. So our name is very much related to the concept of that exclusiveness of that stones, the jewels that we have. You know, as men, diamond is the woman's best friend, cigars are a man's best friend. So we got inspired by this concept. At the same time, it plays homage to Esteli, that, as you said, is the Diamante de las Segovias. It's the most powerful and the strongest city in northern Nicaragua. So this is a tribute to the city, but also a tribute to smokers. You know, there's nothing wrong to saying that. What do you collect? What is your favorite thing?
Cigars.
So that's for you guys.
Fantastic. And last but not least, but I really wanted to kind of give a nod to a couple of things here. Again, you know, just really focusing on a lot of things for the smoker and giving back. At the same time, we call them Easter eggs, things like the diamond, things like the, using the blend that was created by fans but mastered by blenders. The Bull has now made a return onto the Antonio series.
Yes.
We have the Original, which is no longer the 1970. Christian was telling us about that yesterday. To kind of keep it more brand-centric, but tell us a little bit about the, for those who may not know the story of the Bull, bring us back to that a little bit.
Well, Antaño in Spanish means yesteryear, right? The original brand was called Antaño 1970 because it was the brand that was developed to try to recover the experience of Nicaraguan cigars from the early 1970s when the brand became very popular in the United States. Rich, profound, earthy, spicy character of Nicaraguan tobacco, which was very intense in those days, right? So in the year 2000, my father and his team developed this original blend, which is called Antaño. It's a Nicaraguan puro. It's the cigar that basically changed the game because it was the first one to truly showcase a Nicaraguan puro. Wrapper, binder, fillers, all Nicaraguan and all from Esteli, right? Mm-hmm. At that time, early 2000s, Nicaragua was in the back of the pack. Nicaraguan tobacco wasn't nearly as close as popular as it is today. And this was the first expression, and it really captured the imagination of cigar smokers and other cigar manufacturers, right? So this was the origin. So we changed the name because original means obviously the beginning, the start of everything, but also being the original Nicaraguan puro, right? So now Antaño 1970 is named Antaño Original. And most importantly, when we developed the blend, Leonel, who is our who used to be our factory manager, referred to it as a cigar that is dark as night and strong as bulls. That line inspired the Drew Estate marketing team in 2007 to call it Antaño Strong as Bulls. It was our campaign back then. And we used the figure of the bull always, right? We stopped using it a bit and then we brought it back because it's always been there for us.
Right.
The image of the strength, yet power, yet kindness, yet subtlety, and then you have to be careful with the bulls, right?
Of course.
They can be very kind, yeah. But they can be also very dangerous. So that's a reflection of Antaño, and now it's the bull is present in all of the expressions of Antaño, Antaño Original, Antaño de Arco Rojo, Gran Reserva, and Antaño Sete.
Beautiful. And last but not least, we have a couple of changes down here. So we've had the look at the Clásico.
Yes.
But we are, the Original.
Yeah,
and then but now we have the introduction of the Medio Siglo, which is not really an introduction; it's kind of a reintroduction. Correct?
Yes, yes. So until 1999, our factory was known for this brand only, Antaño Hoya de Nicaragua Clásico. Before we brought out the Antaño, this, by the way, is the oldest brand from Nicaragua. It was the official cigar of the White House in the early 1970s, the Nixon administration. So this is a very popular brand. It's been with us since the very beginning. And then we had two expressions. We had the Claro, which was a Connecticut shade, and then we had a Colorado Criollo. The only difference was the wrapper and then a sticker in the box, right? This has always been present. This is very popular outside of the United States, but we're bringing it back to the United States exclusively for our Club de Amigos retailers. So the Amigos are basically a collection of retailers that are very close to us, that do great business with us, but also have a strong friendship and relationship with us. So this product is phenomenal. It's a medium-bodied, rich Nicaraguan puro. And then it uses this orange color that pays homage to the Nicaraguan sunsets that are very intense also. So this is how you look in the Nicaraguan sky every afternoon, right? So medio siglo is half a century, also paying tribute to the story of Joya de Nicaragua. So this is exclusively available now in about June in Club de Amigos retailers.
Wonderful. So continuing telling the story, but giving back to the people who brought you here, which is the cigar smoker, and giving them a little bit of the past, but with a twist of the present. I love it, Juan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Juan Martinez, everybody. Joya de Nicaragua.
Enjoy, guys. Soon. Take care.